This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a story about some newly released FBI data showing that Jews are the biggest target for religious-based hate crimes. Do you find that shocking or concerning? Several experts did too. Stay tuned to find out what they said.
Hello again, everyone. It's Steve Green, and I want to talk to you one more time about the Christian Community Credit Union's low-rate home loans. It's a little bit different product, and maybe you haven't thought about using a Christian organization to fund a loan for your home or to just make a change by refinancing. It's a great time to do it. Rates continue to drop, and home equity lines of credit are available for you right now. For this limited time, you won't have to pay any closing costs. I want to say that again because that's rare. You will not have to pay any closing costs to refinance your home. And you're going to get a free 8-piece culinary set so you can cook dinner in your new home, your newly financed home. You can just go out there and cook dinner with an 8-piece culinary set. I'm in. Send me my knives. I'm ready to go. When you bank with Christian Community Credit Union, your money helps churches and ministries thrive. You see, that's the importance of this organization. You can get loans anywhere. Lots of banks will refinance. But here, you're contributing to a ministry, to a church organization that's here to help churches and help ministries. So don't miss out on this great rate for a new member welcome certificate. For more details, you can visit mycccu.com/CPN. Here it is again. Don't forget /CPN because that lets them know that we're helping them out. So here's the website, mycccu.com/CPN. And if you want to do it the old-fashioned way and talk to somebody, they're there ready to talk to you, 800-347-CCCU. And ask for extension 4445. I just like saying fours. 4445. You won't forget that now. 1-800-347-CCCU, extension 4445. Each account is insured up to $250,000. By our members' choice, this institution is not federally insured. Christian Community Credit Union is an equal opportunity lender. And they have a free book, Managing God's Money by Randy Alcorn, when you open an account and become a member. Would you call them today or visit their website? This is mycccu.com. Christian Community Credit Union. They have a deal for you and no closing cost. God bless you.
Jews are by far the overwhelming target of religion-based hate crimes in the U.S., according to newly released FBI data. The 2018 hate crime statistics reported a total of 7,120 hate crimes last year. Officials say that's a 1% decline from 2017. Of all those hate crimes, 1,550 of them were motivated by religious bias. Now, here's where it gets shocking. 57.8% of those religious-based hate crimes were anti-Jewish. Compare that to the second largest target of these types of hate crimes. 14.5% were anti-Muslim, and then anti-Sikh hate crimes were about 4.1%. Jonathan Greenblatt, CEO of the Anti-Defamation League, says this about it. It is unacceptable that Jews and Jewish institutions continue to be at the center of religion-based hate crime attacks. We need to take concrete action to address and combat this significant problem. End quote. Greenblatt suggests that Congress take that concrete action by passing the No Hate Act, that is, the National Opposition to Hate, Assault, and Threats to Equality. The bill would supposedly promote more accurate hate crime data collection and offer help to hate crime victims and their communities. The large percentage of anti-Semitic hate crimes becomes even more concerning when you realize that Jews only comprise about 2% of the U.S. population. Ira Forman, the former State Department anti-Semitism envoy who is now senior advisor on anti-Semitism to Human Rights First, says this: "The fact that such a small percentage of the population has such a large percentage of hate crime incidents, that should be worrying for all of us. You see numbers like this or worse in European countries, like in France, where hate crimes against Jews are way out of proportion to the population of Jews in France, about 500,000 people." End quote. Thankfully, religion-based hate crimes have overall decreased by 8% from 2017. But we can't stop there. Let's keep praying that hate crimes overall will end in our nation, including those against the Jewish people. Tune in next time to the Charisma News Podcast. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.